Blog Talk Radio.
Chillin' on the porch with a drunk Kool-Aid. That shorty on my arm, got money, yeah, I made a front porch. I'm front porch, 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 I'm front porch.
I'm in my old school mode, sippin' fruit punch. We can do lunch if you want. But at the moment I'm kicking it though, in the lawn chair, sitting like a midget on the floor. Simple with the glow, still feeling like a pro, get the dose and mo, when I'm ready, we can move.
Chilling on the porch, with a drunk Kool-Aid, that shawty on my arm, got the money, yeah, I made, I'm front porch. I'm front porch, 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 I'm front porch.
I'm in my sweatpants, man, tryna get changed. Chillin' like I just left the bank. Had to left by with my homie from the base. All this hair, cause I'm poison like my feet in concrete. Simple with the glow, still feelin' like a pro. Get it old, sip more, when I'm ready, we can move.
Chillin' on the porch, with a drunk Kool-Aid. That's on the arm, counting money, yeah, I made. I'm front porch, 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 I'm front porch.
I got my Ray-Bans on, white teed up, Jordans and an ice cream cone. With my Kool-Aid cup full of ice, you know I'm on the bus, they hit them all and come back like, you ain't gone. Simple with the glow, still feeling like a pro, get it up, sip more, when I'm ready, we can move.
Chilling on the porch, made a drunk Kool-Aid, that's on the arm, counting money, yeah, I made, I'm front porch.
I'm front porch, 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 I'm front porch. This poem is called For the Love. You should only say I love you when it is completely obvious and does not actually need to be said. So I pray to God that I love her until my very last breath. Wallahi, she is perfect. Everything about her just makes perfect sense. And anytime I get lost or confused, she is a true friend. Ever since I was a child, we used to study on the weekends. And I mean, some of the brothers liked her and some of the brothers were obsessed. And at first, I didn't really get it. I mean, what made her so different? And so my eyes were open wide to our sweet romance. And wallahi, she is perfect. Did I mention that part yet?
Brother Bona, he's going crazy. He really needs help.
Please, judge me all you want, but keep the verdicts to yourself, because no matter who you love, there will always be obstacles and critics, and good looks aren't everything, but hey, it's all I've really got. And I want to get close to her because she is close to God. So I cry my heart out, I let it all go, because after every rainfall must come a rainbow, and trying to forget someone you love is like trying to remember someone you never even met. So I can't turn back now, I can't pretend to be ignorant, I can't go around acting like she doesn't have me on lock, has me lowering my gaze, because she is always on top of my mind, designed as a kind gesture to all mankind, so I could still see her beauty even if I was blind, and I believe everything she says because she is yet to lie, and if you could point out a contradiction, I would gladly say goodbye, but you can't, so I can't get her off my mind. A word of a lie, she is a dime, 11 out of 10, amen. I mean. And I love the fact that she always has me thinking. Because to live without thinking is to shoot without aiming. People have a lot of questions about her, and so, you know, I don't mind explaining, because she has absolutely nothing to hide. Her house is your house, so you're all allowed inside. But what bothers me is when people who don't know her talk bad about her behind her back. Uneducated chit-chat, but she is perfect. Why can't you all just see that? Why don't you learn about her before you cast your stones? We never blame love. Even though love has caused plenty of wars, you've never seen the wind, but you still know that it blows. So trust me, there is no point in trying to break up our happy home, because the struggle only makes us stronger. The change makes me wise, and happiness has its own weird way of taking its sweet time. She's my other half, my sidekick on a side. She makes me, me, we are partners in crime. Where she is, I am not far behind. And if she's in danger, then my life too is on the line. And it's not just a crush anymore. I want to learn everything about her, everything that happened before, to all of her friends and all of her misguided foes. And to be honest, I don't really like arguing about her, because I don't want to do her the slightest bit of harm, and I'd love to stay and entertain your battle of wits, but most of you are clearly unarmed. I love and respect her like I have been taught to love and respect all women. So to you is your love, and to me is my religion. Some men manipulate her and use her for greed. Kill in her name, but her name comes from peace. So I stand by her pillars, proud. She keeps me grounded. Reminds me to be humble. Through her are all the answers to every question, even worth asking. And to love her, you must be capable of loving all types of human beings, because they deserve to hear her words and learn of her teachings. She represents what's within all my sisters and brothers, practiced by my kin and praised by my mother. A gift from Allah, sent from way up above. She is Islam, and I am in love.
There we were, the two of us, in our bed, humping, scratching, biting, sweat pouring, then falling, come locked up, come spilling down, mouth dry, jaws exhausted, tongue sprung, hands sticky, ass crack still gleaming as a sweet, nasty nectar, legs open wide as he thrusts, then throbs, then rests inside. Slowly he pulls out of my ocean, more juices splash and trickles down the crooks and the crannies. I close my thighs and grind my lips against the flood. He reaches for the softest white linen, and then he cleans me. He washes me from the knees up and gracefully passes the towel over my wet layers and drenched soles with two willing fingers, giving me one last tingling thrill. I awake, clock says 8, damn, I'm late. Was it that good that I could not awake? Was his essence so comforting that nothing else mattered that morning? I kiss his bold masculine and define that tenderly, and proceed to move quickly. As I prepare for the day, I run the warm water over my face, thinking, damn, that was the best fuck I ever had. A moment in time ruined by the smell of a cum rag.
For several years now, America has had a terrible, terrible nightmare relating to our vulnerability to fanatics. This morning we awakened and nightmare come true. From this day, the American safe haven of the world will not be that anymore.
Living in fear isn't living at all.
fear is religion at all. As the second tower fell, we cursed the skies. The cry we knew the hell was on the rise on all sides. Contemplating life in dark times. Positive that light would never shine through the ashes. Intertwined with terrified masses. And where was Bush when we needed him most? Reading second grade stories to get his kick in the pulse. And when the smoke cleared, fear turned to rage. Who's to blame? We needed retribution for our way of life to maintain. The solution was lame and psychotic. Cause the Patriot Act is anything but patriotic. Idiotic and logical processes are responsible. Partly political, partly psychological. How is Big Brother possibly our saving grace? How can we save our freedom just by taking it away? The constitutional base of our nation is disarray. And our founding fathers are bouncing around inside the grave.
Big Brother is watching, listening, interpreting, and acting upon every word that is said. Believe, then challenge, speak, misled, and the thoughts destroy the head. Knowing whilst not knowing, growing whilst not growing, fighting whilst not fighting, in the burning wounds of Truman Street. Cars litter, the pavement's cracked, the homeless look on, but only to distract. As the whispers start growing, and Big Brother is watching, and the family starts shouting, and the cell starts laughing. In the house of Big Brother, just off Truman Street, the secrets are hidden. Violence is the only answer, so let the blood let, and yet defy. In time, we'll find the punish from the highest. You'll pay to see by, you'll pay to lie, and some may die. As Big Brother stands watching, and listening, and laughing, at the misfortune of the enemy's lie, the enemy's lie.
What's up? What's popping, y'all? Welcome back, friends and family, to a mixture of arts on EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Faith to Say What, holding me down tonight. And you already know we have a special segment for all you spoken word listeners. And even if you haven't heard Portrait of a Music before, I'm sure when you hear it, you'll definitely fall in love with it. All right, y'all. Well, as always, EOTM strive to encourage, empower, and enlighten your mind by increasing network, because we totally understand it increases network. Now, with that said, you can always find EOTM Radio at EOTMRadio.com or QueensOfInternetRadio.com. Now, if you want to go ahead and get in touch with your girl, Say to Say What specifically, you can definitely find me on Facebook at facebook.com/SayWhat, and that's SayWhat. All right, folks, now, enough of the chit-chat. If you want to go ahead and call in and spit that fire poetry, go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543 and speak to your girl. I want to hear you, and also 50,000 others want to hear you, so don't be scared. All right, y'all, now I'm going to go ahead straight to the music, but first, I'm going to do the honor of saying a little piece. Now, this piece is from my poetry book, Three Life and Poetry, and you can definitely find it at lulu.com, and that's L-U-L-U.com. Now, this piece is called The Bad Roots, and I'm going to go ahead and go ahead and spit that fire. The bad roots. The dirt is black, rich, and the nutrients are plenty. The rocks are holding it down, and the roots stay mentally. The rocks tend to spread and give the roots a path. The roots take wrong directions. How long will it last? The sun shines on the flower and stands up with happiness, but the roots are being stubborn and hide in the shadow. The rain falls on the flower, wetting the petals and settles on the roots, hoping to go in, but the roots neglect it and it comes right back up the stem. The flower quickly dries but slowly dies. The roots tend to stay alive, but the roots are getting pulled out but stays there with strength, unable to be pulled out. Not even the length. The dirt is being digged out deep enough to turn to brown. It's suffering and no one can hear a sound. Pleading to the roots to please get out. The roots are not long, but the more something tries to save it from suffering others and itself, it doesn't anyway. It looks like it's long because it's getting itself into a deeper hole of darkness, which is trouble. Well, y'all, that was my little piece called The Bad Roots. If you was definitely feeling that, make sure y'all go ahead and call in and speak to your girl. Say to say what. All right, Joe, I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving. Now, the next poet, I would say, that I will be playing is, her name is Tranquility. So y'all go ahead and enjoy, all right?
Dreaming in detail, taking pictures of tranquility, smiles of your spirit captured, stored in the heavens where they're shared amongst angels as art. Stranger to my universe, soulmate to my spirit, two lives connected with one breath, captured in the clouds, flying through pearled gates where the angels await, souls promising each other eternity in the heavens. Baby angels that await to be placed in a mother's womb, sprinkling pastel pink rose petals that's grown from a moon's glow, kissing the freckles on your face the angels has placed, floating over the broom with spreading wings, landing bare feet on golden streets. This is where my spirit lives when I'm asleep. The day after eternity with you is the day.
if you don't find all set. Can a woman be a splendid ass, no sense of roses? Can she be the realest gold and bold? As Africa, I say too, an African queen is beautiful beyond measure. As real as a motherland and pure as sugar cane. If you ask out my features, I'll tell you the same. Ocean deep and the sea. There's none you'll find this splendor as me.
Back in the day, they say that I came from slaves. As though being a slave is something that would make me ashamed. Touche, homie. You would actually be amazed to know that we are all slaves. But in what kind of way? I mean, some people submit to cigarettes smoking 5 times a day. Some people worship money only to see it go away. A couple people put their faith in whatever the weatherman say, and some people even pray to the sun. But I wonder who created the sun anyways. Some people may tell you that life has no purpose. But some people are like pennies, two-faced and almost worthless. It's like a gift and a curse that hurts even in between, but even through curses you can find gifts of hidden mercy from the only one worthy of our serving and fear, doing any and everything just for the chance to come near. So those slaves are always working, doing the same routines over and over again. You would think they were machines fueled by a gasoline that you wish you could see, but it's a long road to a sirat al-mustaqim. But becoming a slave is the only way that you will ever become free. This world is a prison house, and I'm just serving my time like a G, locked up in solitaire. What can my enemies do to me when paradise is in the heart and servitude is all that I seek? from a place where materialism has become a new religion, where we always want more before we remember what we were given, where your children are not safe from the lies on TV, where role models pop bottles and pose nude for magazines. Welcome to the dunya, where things are not always what they seem, and your reality is more just like a really long dream, more like a traveler stopping for shade under a tree, more like a commercial break, and you already forgot what you were watching, silly rabbit. Every soul shall have its taste of death, and to Allah, you will be brought right back. How man gets and forgets while he gives and forgives. Yes, everyone will die, but not everyone truly lives. On their hands and knees to the skies, begging, please, do what is worthy of thee and not what is worthy of me. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawm al-Din. If not for his blessings, then we would have nothing. So I feel no ways calling myself a slave, no matter what they say. To him alone I pray, the greatest creator, accounter, and judge, the most holy king who sees all from above, the wisest protector, majestic avenger, the light and the guide, forgiving and kind, giver of honor, blessings, and peace, the first and the last, the truth ever living. What kind of fool would not want to give him all of their love? Why be a slave to this world when you could be Abdullah? Ya Allah. I'm a slave for you. I won't deny it. I'm not trying to hide it from these worldly tyrants and these dunya pirates. Please make your slaves united, delighted and excited, cause all good is provided for the rightly guided. And if you're undecided, don't think you ain't invited, because yes, I am a slave, but no, I'm not alone. There are billions of us. You should join our happy home and bear witness to the one true throne. Strip your ego down, leave your arrogance at the door, and surrender yourselves to the one true king. May we all remain slaves until we return back to him. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah azim, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
All right, folks, welcome back, y'all, to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say To Say What. Holding it down. Hey, folks, if you guys are loving the poetry, y'all can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543 and just let me know, how am I doing with the spoken word music? All right, folks, well, we have a couple of folks on the phones right now. The first caller I see is Carla B. I see EOTM Radio. What's popping with you, lady? What's good?
What's good is that piece I just heard. That was good. You're doing a great job. I'm like, I can't come after that one. You get me next or something.
That's what's up, Carla B.
That was hot.
Appreciate that. Is there something that you want to go ahead and spit?
Yeah, I guess I can go ahead and spit one. It's called Intrinsic Reason. I think I've shared it with your on your show before, but it goes a little bit like this. Well, you can take the side that nothing at all matters and that we only have one life to live, so live it up, or that there is meaning. She does not feel God played dice with the universe, for she has lived long enough to witness a grand design in the scheme of things. And if there weren't any meaning, what would be the sense in experiencing the great ride of life? Feeling the ups and downs of the greatest roller coaster, learning to live with the pain just as willingly as she has indulged in the joy. For to her, as time evolves, it all makes sense. She sees the pieces falling into the mysterious puzzle, just as she understands the birds singing beside her bedroom window. One is so noisy, why won't he quiet down, she thinks. He has something to say and just wants everyone to know. And oh, how they fly with such incredible grace, so in tune with the rhythm of the wind. She longs to be in tune, to wait as patiently for the wind, seemingly gliding yet hauntingly standing still. Such glorious balance. To find only one thing as she walks the earth, be it another few years or 50 more. She wants only truth, for truth is all there should be, and it definitely matters. It defines her life. And she thinks it has nothing to do with disregarding the world. It's more like figuring out what it is she truly wants in her world, what she cannot live without. And realizing those things she thought were once important, she can so effortlessly live without. She's at peace with time this time, for she knows in her heart, for she knows her heart doesn't lie. And though she might not know him, she understands his heart the same as her very own. His heart will keep what is real. It better matter. It should make sense. To her, it should be like the reflection of the morning sun on the Sapphire River, making a mirror so crystal clear there would be no denying it. So naturally, as time goes by, she hopes everything else shall get washed away by this meaning. We always end up having the appearance of our truths. It is unavoidable, quite undeniable. She wonders, can thought suffice to sustain a mind? And what is sustenance except our own interpretation? Would she truly desire one completely happy moment if it meant hundreds of sad moments would follow? He'd imagine she had totally lost her mind, and he'd be right. What if every time he fell in love, he was forced to say goodbye? Would he want to again and again? She knows he cannot be thinking, and the anguish of never having each other there when they need it would eventually turn them insane. Breathing with it, acknowledging the lessons and uncovering a new torment, to enlarge and soak in the secrets of this great sea she has woke up in. Whether it be in her everyday life or something she imagines. And she can feel him thinking of her throughout the day, like the crashing and pounding, that constant sound of soothing music. Oh, how she wishes it were all she'd ever hear. In between moans as she tastes his sweet neck, sucks on his juicy lips, inhales the almonds which seem to float off of him and get her high. No other drug could ever even begin to compare, and she has to shake her head, conceding that her heart shall always be so very full of him, making her mind powerless to push away the thought of him. And she wonders why he questions her, dragging away, pulling from the questions. He should already know the answers. She must remain in the feeling, for that is the only place worth being. Why she even bothers to write, he thinks. The pressure which comes from keeping us face-to-face with the real world. Writing appears and gives us the only chance of keeping that other consciousness and indulging in its adventures. Creating is living doubly. Her true self is the only gift she'd ever want to give him, so deep-seated it is hard to abandon. The concrete holds no such treasures. What indwells in her is as necessary as sucking in her very next breath. for she knows life is not cut and dry. To her, it is torn and ripped and so very soaking wet. Good God, he is right. Truth falls into each mind differently, whether it is accepted or not. She will say it again. She wants only truth, for truth is all there should be, and it definitely matters. It defines her life.
Girl, I don't even have any words. All I can say is give you a smack.
Thank you so much.
I have to give you a smack on that one. Because you definitely killed it. But one thing I have, though, Carla, I'm pretty sure that everybody else is probably wondering this. Like, what was you thinking about when you wrote this poem? Like, were you going through something?
Yes, of course. I was, it was about, about 5 years ago. And the beautiful thing about, I think, relationships is that when you're a writer or you're a poet, you always pull things, just like hip-hop, just like rappers, we always pull things from life experiences, and that was definitely that. I think it was my one true love in my whole 38 years so far. It was a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? You live life, you learn, but definitely great memories from that, and I wouldn't give it up for anything.
Man, all I have to say is I can really hear the passion. Like, your voice is like, you sound so sincere whenever you read that poem. And I just want to say personally that I definitely dig that. If you guys were feeling Miss Carla B, make sure y'all hit her up on Facebook. Definitely. Where can people find you, Miss Carla B, if they don't know you?
Okay, well, they can definitely check me out on Facebook. Of course, I go by Carla B, but my Facebook name is Carla. It's spelled with a C, Carla EOTM Simpson. So you could definitely add me on there, or you can type in EOTM, and you'll find me there also. So, or even on Say Two's page, because I'm a friend of hers. I just want to say too, your shows are great. I love you. You're on air personality. You're awesome, and I really love it. And you've grown so much, and you're just the bomb. Your shows are the bomb.
Oh, thanks. I'm smiling. I'm teasing right now. Thank you so much, Carla B. And
no
I
problem,
just
girl.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on air. I remember when we first started, and man, I was so psyched about me winning that little competition, you know.
Right.
So it was really, really cool. Awesome. Well, Carla B, thank you so very much for calling in, okay?
No problem, girl. All right, peace. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, folks. Well, I am definitely sure you guys was feeling Miss Carla B with that poem. Definitely give her a little shout out. Now I'm not going to go on break real quick. I'm going to just go ahead and say two short poems and then I'm going to go on break. All right. Now, the first poem I'm going to say is called Niggas in Hoes. And it go like this. This life is full of cycles. That goes around over and over again, repeating itself as each one goes to vain. We got niggas that turn to boys, flip the script into a man, double times the pity that the script was saying, changing itself back to dust, while hoes still stay stuck in lust. When that's about to cry, and when that's about to lay, and when that's about to die, and when that's about to leave. Getting stuck in a trap, one that's about to get a neck snap. Shawty that was once here, shawty that was once gone. Baby taken to their zone, devil stick pistol life to the dome. Now, that was that little piece right there, and that was called Niggas and Hoes. If that was feeling that, y'all could definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. All right now, I'm going to go ahead and spit this other piece. And first of all, before I say this piece right here means so much to me. I wrote this poem when my sister passed away back in 2004. Now, for you guys that don't know, my sister passed away because of violence. Her ex-boyfriend stabbed her to death back in 2004 because she did not want to be with him anymore. Now, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and read my piece. This piece right here is called Angel Eyes. Silence, meditation, headaches, pain. I saw her in the blur. She's seen me through shallow water. How could you give your life to strangers who you didn't know? Oh, I'm so sorry, my little angel. I knew them before you did. Am I able to blame myself? Angel eyes were what you had. Friendliness, kindness, joyfulness, and respect. Negative was I, never you. How can this be? Instead of me, hoping to regain peace through your angel eyes, heavenly with grace every time I think of your smile. Burning my insides, feeling much remorse. Thanking the Lord for me for forgiving him, feeling like you, angel eyes. I can tell that you're in my soul nowadays. It finds space for patience in the slow pace. While I see you in my thoughts, I rush to kiss you on your face, but you just look at me like, take your time and live. Angel eyes, my sister, you would never be going away from me. That's why I can't cry. I know you're in heaven free, and that's why I can't lie. This was a message given to me, and you want me, I mean us, to be grateful that you live on. I'll see you one of these days, angel eyes. All right, y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed that little piece called Angel Eyes. If you was feeling it, y'all could definitely go ahead and hit me up on Facebook. Now, for you guys that are listening right now on EOTM, y'all could definitely go ahead and rate this show if you was feeling it. Or you can definitely go ahead and download it to iTunes or podcast. All right? All right, Joe. I see another caller on the line, 401-545. You are live. What's popping? What's good? Oh, I see it's the same purpose. I apologize for that. I'm gonna go ahead and go straight to the music. The first song I will go to is, let me see. Oh, this one is called Holla If You Hear Me with Deep Peach Poets. And then after that, we'll be Raising These Niggas by Deep Peach Poets. So I'm holla at y'all, all right? Stay tuned.
As a lady, taking up the slack for these men creating babies. Laws are being switched to please these deadbeats. Are they crazy when here lies a mother's baby and a father's maybe? Holla if you hear me. Why is a nigga spoon feed us sayings of love as if we are the only ones they speak these things of? string us along and have us follow your scent. You know it's stiff comp for one man. Some try splitting niggas like splitting rent. So holla if you hear me. A black man is always running out of luck. Dressing all black, now his hands are in cuffs. Unaware of these cautious moves that he makes, but when those pigs hit that corner, his ass is thrown behind those gates. Holla if you hear me. Say they acting black cause they feeling this hip-hop style when many years ago they cracked whips instead of smiles. Who cares if a white boy can rap or if a white girl got back? So what if some of them can dance? If they ain't being fake, it ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, holla if you hear me. Your demeanor expires every time a black queen beside you walks through. Piercing eyes, gnashing teeth, now the diva comes out, see. Your mission for the night wasn't to relax, more so like attacking. Still didn't win because that one out of seven deadly sins bit back. So now your strategy becomes tragedy when this man-to-be focuses sights elsewhere. This king don't care about your sexy outer appearance. He's already established in the second Ebony's in a finesse zone. Holly, if you hear me. Sisters, my dear sisters, how many times has a fallout been caused by a mister who got the two of you by a string? And though approaching him may be the smart thing, it's your sister that must absorb your first thing. See, the problem lies within our own domain. What would these words see through your brain that mister will not change if it isn't you he cares for? Your love isn't enough to sustain the two of you because a selfish man always wants more. So with these thoughts, I implore you to slow down and recognize not every king is befit to wear the crown. Holla if you hear me.
I swear for God, girl, we are raising these niggas. I guess that's what we do. Take care of these niggas, I suppose. Pick up where they sorry ass mamas left off. I swear these niggas is living, eating, washing, riding, and fucking for free. Just the other day, this nigga asked for my car, right, so we can take his ass to work. Gets off of work and comes back to my house and expects something to eat. Then my cell phone ring and it's for him. I handed the phone to this boy. I should have cussed his motherfucking ass out. And this nigga get on my phone talking about, yeah, man, I just made it to the crib. I almost shot that motherfucker talking about he just made it to the crib like he putting something on a goddamn mortgage. He kept his ass on my phone for about 30 minutes, hangs up the phone, and then go ask me if I cooked. What, nigga? You better kiss my ass. I ain't say that, though. I just walked out the damn door, got in my car just to see, and I'd be damned if my car was on E. Girl! And he always asking me where he put something. I'd be like, hell, I don't know what you did with it. I get tired of burping that nigga. I'm telling you, we are raising these niggas. And they'll want to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can rock his ass to sleep. Leaving his dirty ass drawers on my bathroom floor and now my car in the shop. And this sorry broke motherfucker ain't got shit on me. Talking about, ma, you think your car be out the shop so you could get me to work next week? Talking about, Ma, I'm sick. You think you can prepare a bath for me? Talking about, yo, Ma, let me borrow a couple of dollars. I need a bottle. I'm stressed out, yo. Girl! I'd be ready to slap the shit out that boy. And then he left his motherfucking shoes in front of my motherfucking door like he live here. That nigga don't live here. He just stay here. I'm tired of changing these shitty ass diapers. I swear for God, girl, we are raising these niggas, man.
Alright, Joe. I'm sorry, but I couldn't do nothing but laugh because that poem was definitely funny. Just so you know, that was the Peach Poets with Raising These Niggas. And the one before that was The Peach Poets with Holla, if you hear me. All right, folks, well, we have a couple of minutes left on the show. Well, I guess I'm going to just go ahead and say one more piece. But before I go, I just want to say thank you for everybody that stayed tuned, that chimed in with your girl Say to Say What. Y'all can definitely go ahead and rate our shows, and you can definitely download it to iTunes and podcast. All right? Now, make sure you guys stay tuned for next week's show at 1 a.m. in the morning. I'm going to go ahead and say my short little piece. This little piece is called Pride Myself to Sleep. First, I was laughing but screaming. In my head, the veins popping out and I'm bleeding. Trying hard to make it obvious, he doesn't know that it will be my last. Secondly, running straight and no turn, my heart exploded but took no form. On my bed and still doesn't know that my heart was harmed. Third, it struck me like lightning, slowly not breathing. I closed my eyes with tears in my eyes. I knew there was no more me. Now he knows that I cried myself to sleep because of him. All right, so well, that was my little piece right there called Cry Myself to Sleep. I think I'm kind of hooked right now. So I'm going to just go ahead and say one more piece. And this piece right here is called Red Rose. I promise this will be my last one, and I will let you guys go. Here it is with Red Rose. It's a short poem, too. Her instinct is hidden by the corner of the room. Her fear is sitting on the tip of his finger. Clenching her teeth, she spots his insecurity on the wall. Only one single movement, and he can drop her fear to death. Her tears are rushing like dye from his bottle. His body is motionless as a statue. She quenches her eyes for protection, but the color of the rose is black, not red. All right, folks, that was my little piece called Red Rose. If you guys were feeling any or all of my poem, you guys can definitely go ahead and purchase Sweet Life in Poetry, and you can definitely go ahead and cop that on Lulu, and that's L-U-L-U by your girl Say to Say What, but my name is not Say to Say What on there, so you can definitely type in Say to Say. And that's S-A-Y-T-U-E, and my last name is S-A-Y-E. All right, so, well, I had a great time chilling with you guys, and let me know what's good, what's popping. All right, stay tuned till for next week, Thursday at 1 in the morning, and y'all can definitely go ahead and check out Carla B's show with the EOTM Buzz as well at 7 o'clock p.m. every Thursday. All right, folks, my time is up. I will holler at y'all, and it was nice chit-chatting, and it was nice playing all this spoken word music. All right, cool. Peace.